With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How did Week 6 help shape your level of play going into this week so far?
You want to look back on the game and see the things that that they was able to execute on, because, you know, NFL successful plays repeat themselves. So you definitely want to look back, but we're a different team from then. You know, we've learned a lot. We've gelled a lot more, and guys are buying into, you know, what's going on, and we got a lot better chemistry now. So that game was like 2 months ago. We played a lot of games since then, a lot of snaps, a lot of reps. So I think that we've learned from it, and I think that we can use it and actually, you know, try to look back at that game and try to get some positives out of it and try to see what they're looking at to try to attack us, and let's try to minimize the big plays and just try to correct the things that they was able to expose the first time.
Absolutely, Trey. And Mahomes' injury, does that change your guys' game plan and mindset at all?
Not at all, because, you know, we won the four teams left, and this is the AFC Championship. This is the game to go to the Super Bowl. We know that all their best players are going to be out there. So we're preparing for Mahomes to be there, so which we know he will.
Appreciate your time. Good luck Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Trey, take me back to
Did you get my chat back?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, that was me. Oh, I didn't know you knew that was me.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Trey, take me back to when you were trying to make the decision. I know that you were trying to make the decisions to possibly opt out, but you decided to play. Just take me back to that and, you know, where you are now and the fact that you're one of these, you know, key reasons to making it where you guys are now.
At the time, you know, like everybody else, we didn't know how this thing was going to go, how this COVID thing was going to shape out. And just me losing somebody in my family that's close, obviously it gets you to thinking about things and get you thinking about things more than football, you know, just the bigger picture of life in itself and your family and the people that you love. So that's definitely something that played a part in it. And that was the big reason why I was going through, you know, what I was going through as far as deciding what I was going to do. But ultimately, just me getting here and just being in the building and seeing, you know, the day-to-day protocols and how, you know, the Bills and everybody around this organization was taking it serious and taking all the precautions and using all the protocols to help everybody be safe. So as I continue to go through it, I feel comfortable, and here I am.
And how important is it for you guys to not get too ahead and look ahead to the Super Bowl, since you guys are, you know, one win away from making it?
We've just gone about the week the same that we always do. You know, Coach McDermott does a great job of just reminding us that we have one game, one goal this week, and that's to go undefeated, go 1-0 against the next opponent, and the Chiefs are the next opponent. And I feel like everybody in this building, all the players for sure, we know what the process is, and it's a process, you know, like, you know, everybody's been saying, and we know that this is the game that we have to win to get to Super Bowl. So we're not going to look ahead and try to see what the what-if game or what is that. We just got to handle our business on Sunday. And I feel like, you know, with the way that, you know, our guys prepare and the way that we go about things, I feel like we'll be fine.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Heather.
Hey, Trey. Prusak swooped in and stole my question. But, you know, in regards to making the decision you made, as you went through this season and you knew, you could see it was going to be a special year, Did you ever think back to like, man, I'm so glad that I'm here to do this, because, you know, a guy like Star made the decision and he hasn't been able to enjoy the ride. Did you ever think back and just be glad you made your decision this way?
Just the way I was raised and, you know, just the man that my family and the people that I love molded, how I'm molded. I was always taught to make a decision and stand on it. So no matter if I was to choose to not play, I was going to be fine regardless. I was going to cheer on my teammates regardless and cheer on the Buffalo Bills regardless. But the decision that I made, I feel like, you know, if I was to went the other way, I feel like it was for my family, which is more important than any game or anything. So, in that aspect, I don't think that, you know, Star is missing out on anything, because he's obviously he chose his family, you know, over a game, you know, and the things that he had going on. So I don't think that he's necessarily missing out on anything. I mean, he chose the thing, but I mean, obviously Super Bowl chances or AFC championship chances don't come around every day, but I mean, it is what it is. This is one of those things. And I think that any guy's decision, you can't make a wrong decision in this thing, because, you know, you go the other way with your family and you miss out on things like this, but, you know, you're there with your family and you know that you did the right thing to keep them safe. Or if you was going to play in the game, I mean, you're able to, you know, enjoy this ride, enjoy the success, but, you know, who knows how it would have went, you know, if anybody would have went the other way. So I think that you just can't say, you know, that he's missing out, or I would have missed out if I would have went the other way.
Okay. Thanks, Trey.
I appreciate it.
What's up, Trey? How are you?
What's up, Matt? How you doing?
I'm good. I don't got my video on here. I'll put it on. So you got to look at Patrick earlier in the season, this offense, obviously with Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. I mean, what were your takeaways from that game? What did you learn? And what's, like, specifically do you guys have to do that you're focusing on to be successful against this offense?
I feel like, you know, we just got to be us. We be us and play team defense and execute our game plan. I feel like we'll be fine. And going back to the last game, I think that, you know, they did a great job of just, you know, exposing the weaknesses of our defense that we were in, and they benefited off some big plays for me. So it's going to be on us to, you know, limit the damage, because, you know, with an offense like that, with the playmakers all over the field, you're not going to completely for 60 minutes shut the guys down. They're going to make some plays, but I feel like, you know, with the resilient group that we have, when those guys make those plays, that's not going to make our confidence waver at all. We know that it's a long game. It's a 60-minute game, and I feel like, you know, we continue to play team total defense, that we'll be fine when the 60 minutes is up.
And a lot of guys coming into the league, you know, have a special bond with players in their rookie class. I want to ask you about Deion Dawkins, because, you know, a lot of times linemen don't get talked about as much as some other folks. I'm doing a story on him this week, and I just think he's got this infectious energy about him. I mean, you've known him for a while now. What makes him tick? What makes him so special in the room? Why everybody, like, loves him?
First of all, he's a big guy that has swag. He's a big guy that, you know, I always say when I see him on his game day, with his game day outfit on, I always say that he wants to be 5'11", 180. He dressed like it, you know. He got the tight pants on, the skinny jeans with the, you know, the fit, you know, showing off the figure. So that's my guy. But I mean, Deion and I, over the years, we've become close. We got a tight bond, I mean, I'm so happy for him and extremely proud of the success he's having, and he's going to continue to have because of his drive and the way that he works. I think he's probably one of the most explosive guys we have on our team. I mean, he's like 330, but he can freaking throw the ball off the backboard and windmill, you know, do stuff like that. But, I mean, Deion, he's a different cat, you know. He's in the media. He loves the attention like that. But it's very rare that you have a guy, you know what I mean, that's like that, that plays in the trenches but has swag as a skill player. And I mean, he shows it with his Chanel thing going on, with everything he got going on, and how he goes about connecting with the fans too, and in his following. I think that he does a great job of just marketing himself and just being who he is. And like you said, it is infectious. You know, he got everybody around him in his Chanel gear and things like that. You know, even Coach McDermott be sporting it. So I think Deion does a great job with, you know, on the field too, but off the field also. And just, you know, bringing that energy and bringing that infectious swag that he has for himself.
I appreciate it a lot, man. Thank you so much.
Right, appreciate it, Matt.
Hey, Trey, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. How are you, man?
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
Good, buddy. So I wanted to ask you about a game back in 2017, your rookie year. You guys had been on a 3-game losing streak, and it was pretty ugly. And you go into Kansas City, and you get a win. You get a late interception in the game to kind of clinch it. I was wondering your recollections of that week and maybe Sean's approach, because things had been pretty rocky there going into that game.
Right.
But you guys were able to save the season. You know, what did it say maybe about your head coach and his leadership at that time? You know, that you guys were, you know, it didn't get away from you where it maybe could have, given the way that things had been going into that game.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely. If I remember, we started 5-2 and we lost 3 straight, starting with the Jets. And then we went to the Saints, and then somebody else poured it on us. I mean, it goes back to, you know, what we've been building here from the jump. Just from 17, with us going through that and being able to, you know, win a big game on the road in Kansas City and go on and play in the playoffs. And then, you know, the next year going through some things, then a year after that, you know, going to the playoffs and going, and now to this year. I mean, just think times like that is pretty much molded the team into what it is now. Just not necessarily saying all the guys were on the team that are on the team now, but just the guys like myself, Michael Jordan, Jerry, guys like Matt, Dion, those guys being on the team, just going through the growing pains of that, you know, just pretty much molded us into what we are now. Because that was the building block to, you know, changing over and transforming this thing, you know, going through times like that the first year. And I feel like, you know, as the years went on, you know, we continued to go through things. But, you know, that's what it's all about, to building a championship program. And I think that you got to go through times like that to get to where we are at now, you know, and trying to sustain the success is going to be the main thing too.
Yeah. And then take me through your contribution to Terron's play. When you're running down the field to get that block on Lamar, to get him into the end zone. I think so much about what that says about the selflessness of yourself and this team, and how you're determined to get one of your boys into the end zone so that he can, you know, he can celebrate. What's going through your mind as you're making that play?
First of all, when he caught the ball, I thought he was going to go down because he kind of stumbled because the guy tried to tackle him. But he just kept running, and I saw him coming, and I was like, let me just start running. You know, this is what we do at practice. You know, somebody catch an interception in practice, we all run down with him and try to, you know, lead him down the near numbers. And, you know, that came into fruition in the game. I mean, it's something that we practice all the time. So it was routine. It was nothing that I didn't do, you know, 16 weeks ago in practice or in camp or something like that. But it's just something that we always practice. So to me, I don't think it was, you know, that much of impressive, because it's something that, you know, we pretty much do on a day-to-day basis when a guy catches an interception or a fumble or something in practice. So it was pretty sweet. A lot of guys, you know, made it a big deal, but it's just something that, you know, we pretty much do on a day-to-day basis. So we weren't really surprised by the outcome of, you know, when the guy has that much field in front of him and, you know, you got Lee Brockers. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.